for the other Chelkei Adam to be Mishnah. In other words, besides the practical difficulties of the Gufing of Pahal Mekiddush Hashem, but the point is, everything has a mokoy that is shayach to involve the person. Kiddush Hashem, or Mesiras Nefesh, is something that by definition transcends the person. In other words, it's not within the person, it's beyond the person. The only shayach in the person that can go beyond the person is that chelik. Of the chelik refers to nivdal from the person. Mesiras Nefesh means I leave everything here. So it's impossible for the guf to be ne'ena from it. It's impossible for the kleichus ha-nefesh of that he calls nafshim, the drives, ambitions, the hopes, all those in yonim, they can't be mishtabdim in it because this be'etzim is post a person's existence in guf. The only chelik of Adam that has a shaychus to the beyond is this chelik of the person that is be'etzim beyond, what he calls nivdol. That's the only part of it. Since this part of it is nivdol from the chaymer, it has a metzias post-chaymer also, and therefore it's the only one that can be shayach to this inyan over here. Lefika, elu shlosh dvarim shenisku kan shem lechelkei nefesh ve'im be'atzma kineged hakinah v'atayim v'hakovod shekavanu l'mala shegimu chelkei nefesh shesbar v'hine ayin ro kreach hakinah v'atzmai hakovod u'ruach kvua v'yayisik neged hakasichli. So you have like this. Taiva is something that is the chelek hakufni of the Adam. Kina is the chelek hanafshi of the Adam, which is the ambition, greed, wanting, and so on. Kavod is a piece of something that really is be'etzim ruchni. And it's one of the reasons why kavod, first of all, on the one hand, it's associated with kavod atayra, kavod ha'irim, and so on. But kavod is always this yachs of something beyond. It also is, Volvo writes about it, the reason why Tamei Chachamim have a harder time with kavod is because it's the ruchniyistik yitzhara. I mean, the fact that that a thruster worker sits in his undershirt guzzling beer and watching TV, and he's not terribly interested on this covet, he's much on this covet, not machos mal yusef, not because he's big about musa, because he has no shaykhis to harach of himself. An adam, covet is shaykh to someone that is a little more ruchi, it's a ra, it's there, but tachlis, it's a her that fits more than taiva. So I'll call upon him. These three things are connected, those in Yanim, and now he's going to map out three things that the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, "V'nefesh chavu avis mamon, v'gankei taiva, loy taiva zavishlo befrat, shek sivul etzisafa beishayecha." So taiva is anything that associates itself with a physical entity. It could be the lust, it could be greed. Because they associated with him, they were able to have that chelik in kedusha also. And b'meila, anyone who's a talmid of Avraham Avinu, the association is maladies in yanim, and these are and the three yanim mentioned are the tzara toiv of these three yanim. So I'm not sure which the point that the Mishnah is making. In one of his kashas was, why is it telling me the Talmidim and not the chiluk between Avram and Bilam? So job here is that in this koyach, there is something which is shayach to other koyaches. It's a mashpia on the entire mitzvah at first. So even after your teif is the etzem difference, if you go not rum, a bigger chiddush lies in the fact that this is nicely the other inyanim with it as well. I think that's pretty much how he's trying to answer it. The Kaminim Moshe Advar Kodesh Halachim Mifnei Sheheim Ligimel Kodesh HaNefesh Ba'an Lema'al Klal Adam Mashe Avram Mis'ala the Chokrech Es Napshe B'mal Leonim Delos in Gimel Jisrael Adin Zekana Avram Gimel Ma'alas Kodeshis Shekol Ma'ilo Ma'ilo Da Hainu Ayin Tov Ruach Nemuch HaNefesh Shepola Madrege Nidolos V'Nachoyme Bechol Dek Asher Avram Mis'ala Lachamoy The hefech says alus bilo mekoychoy, or the pchitzus of the tuma, or it takes a bureau, the eshkol of advar, shiroms vachom kar. So, I don't know if he means the remise of more than what he's saying. In other words, basically he's saying that chazal are telling you not about talmidim bedatka, but in a person's own nefesh, there's a chelik that is the mashpia, and the chelik that picks up from it. So when you ask about a person's koyches becoming more refined, those koyches become refined when they're mekabel from the higher part of the person. So both Avram and Bilam were mashpia, mitzad their high madrega. The high madrega of Avram was full of kedusha. The mela, it was mashpia even on something less. In Bilam, it was tumah, and after it was mashpia. In the chelk and nefesh itself, it was mashpia lira on the lower things. Okay. Well, the anachol of mala ki kol advar min rosh atzer shnis batzor ma mazik olam tamid maski madrega sa olam zeh hazeh. The cholam amar nishkan believe they. In other words, the reason why we don't have it listed with the Mani Omrim is because it's telling me Metzius Akilu. It's telling me this is the array of the world, as opposed to other Mishnayos, which are telling you Limudim and so on. This is kind of giving the state of Advar. All of these are, until here, all of them are ki'ilu, one configuration. This is the Asaras in the world, the Arab in the world, the Gim in the world, and so on. The Atom is Sayyid Dvar of Loima. Kol Mishesh with Gimel Dvar of the Mishat Ram, the Gimel Dvar of the Mishat Ram of Russia. Ki acha shezocha madrega sarabim, kosha oma, amazake sarabim, zocha chazem madrega avrom shel yoyna, ad shehoya ava main goyim, shem rabim voya av lahem, vehoya schola lechol oilam nechsha. So, we're talking about that madregas that are mashpia on others. And the Mela Avraham Avinu being Abba Mangoyim, it's not just a pshat that he went out and found a lot of heathens and converted them and was a shpi on them, but his own Metzias was a Metzias of Ashkar. By Ashkolo Halil Nesha, a Gravan Oit Eitzel Ha'iski Matzibur, Sheyehe Kavanosim Shem Shemayim, She Sput Havoisim Sayosim, She Ha'ovet Heim Ashkolo Larab Ma'ilam Ma'ilam. For the peak of Zerach HaMadegas Avram Achazeh, for a reich malach ha-moir, asher Madegas Avram Nibdelos. For Madegas, Zoyis Beit Shrech Moir, asher Avram Mascholos Olam. So basically, he's saying, this Madrega Nibdelos automatically becomes part of the world, being that Avram Avinu is the racist of the world. It's called Ava Mangoyim. So that means that his darga is not a darga that puts him aside or outside, but rather as a mashpia. This is like where they were different than the world, they were different to the world, but that's it. They were not erasures to the world. They're not an after the world. Therefore, there was no, but nothing went with them. Well, the thinker of history, my time has said, "Olam Madregas Avram, Shem Madregal Yonah Shibaylam, Im Madregas Avram Nikshar Gan Eden, Kol Kach Madregal Yonah Shibaylam, Elof, Bezocha Gam Kena Hepen." So basically, what he's saying is, and, you know, that the Nikshar Gan Eden all that is the Pshat. The point of saying that the Nikshar Gan the difference between this and this and it's not just to tell me that he's a good person, but he wants to say is that the Neuchung Bolam Haba of Avraham Avinu is, that's the Chelka, the Nachla of the world. He is coming from there. It's just like, let's example. A father who leaves over Yerusha for the child. A father who leaves over Yerusha for the child. A father's Meirish for the child. What is Meirish depends on what he has. So Avram, because he is an Av, which means he's a Mashpia and a Meirish, is automatically going to be Mashpia and Meirish something that it should be. And that something is going to be this Hashpa. It's a hashpah that comes from Olam Haba, hashpah out to the world. V'zocha gam kena hefer, ki yesh b'olam madrega hefer se, u'inyin bilom shu'ef Avram, ki arelu m'satoy. V'hoidia, ki madrega t'avor madrega al yoyinu, v'atzei v'gomo, ad shesh k'neget achichson v'ra gomo, ki mitcha m'gehenu l'gambi. U'bedova zeh, u'inyin oilu v'chloloi, tira metzius, kashidob v'ar eilu, so it's like the final knot, building up the whole Metzias and building up to its highest dagger. L'chein loivot ish zor b'neihem. In other words, none of this has any type of madiyah mahusa. These are mishnayos. They were said by somebody, their members, but the Tana did not, the Mishnah doesn't list them because that would ke'ilu make it as it's possible. When I say over something from somebody, I'm saying over an opinion. I'm saying over Kenzai. Reb Nachum used to say, he told his son one that it like encouraged him to look at Achrayim. He said, "As el zaktazei kemezon fakel eichem." In other words, it gives you the idea, but it's a lot daft that this is the mile of saying over a svara. Mahalach from Achron is not that you're accepting it as a Metzias, but you're saying, okay, I hear now another way how to approach it. It's opening up my mind to more possibilities. But it doesn't have the same fears like a member of the Gemara and so on. Over here, he said, had you said it over in the name of somebody, then its Tekev is a certain level of Tekev. So if Meir says, if Yehuda says, if Yechon says, it gives it a status of sort of, we'll call it an opinion. Masha'ekev, when it's set over as a stam member or a stam lishman, then it's meant to be a metzias. It's this is the mission is putting down. These are the status of the world. These people and these inyanim and so on and so forth. Rakakol niksha bekesha mitzvahzik moiv. So therefore he says you're talking about the fundamental state of Ha'olam from the bottom up. You're not talking about a specific event. So all of these Indianim, he says over here, are the state of Metzius and Kesher Shloim. The truth is, I guess, in a holistic way, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the Indian of what is Chachmas Apnim, Chachmas Aseid, basically? So, I think that that's the best way of describing it. It's state of oil kishrei. I want to spend a few minutes talking about it. Let's give a marshal. Let's take something that everybody's kind of familiar with. We say that electrons have a negative charge and protons have a positive charge. So that information, what is it, what's the point of it? Does it help us get a seer of what the thing itself is? The answer is no. First of all, we have no idea what is being a positive charge or a negative charge. It's too much of a problem. We have nothing to show to. We don't know things in the world that are positive and negative. And therefore, it doesn't help us. When I say something is round, I sell it suit to a round ball that I have. But when I say something is positive charges and negative charges, I know nothing. What it does help me is that I know that a positive and negative charge will just have it together, and I'm going to tell myself anytime electron and proton hanging out together, there's a shidduch in the process. And the question is, what's the new product that's going to come out? I also know that I have two pieces that are positive or negative. They reject each other. They pull from each other. That I know to be true also. And it depends how many positive pieces are here and how many negative pieces. Mm-hmm. That will tell me how it combines with other materials. We need two atoms, the other ones that we want at this, vice versa, the chulu. So I gain a lot of information about the interaction, though I don't know what the essence is. So there's a whole vocabulary of words and terms that I can use to help me understand kesher and shaychus one to another without really the essence of it. So when we have all of these tayrus telling us the different midas, the spheres, and the lamas, the chulav, the chulav, the chulav, what use is it of? It doesn't help us visualize the etzim. So there's no, we gain no information on the etzim. Now that it tells us this is a pchinas tayrus, is it make it any easier? No. But it does tell me what it's connected to. When I want to lay out my map and get a sense of what is the picture, what connects to what, what's mischabed to what, and what needs what, and what's the place saw of what, and what's the sima for what, by putting the pieces in the right place, I can say what causes other things. So if Torah has a certain makom and misses another makom, so Gedolei Talmud to Gedolei Maisa is an appropriate statement. It's a flow chart of where the arrow goes. But it's not that it gave me any type of abundant species itself. The spheres and all the other terminology in Kabbalah use are useless in terms of telling me anything about the thing itself. It is useful in telling me how to connect it to something else. So the Seder and Keshat verb, like he says over here, that's known through Chochma. That Seder and Keshet Vern known to Chachma, that the Etzim is Chachma. So when it tells me, you know, how many pieces comprise the whole set, and the pieces in their opposites, and all the other stuff, that's what I gain out of this idea. Okay, any questions, any points, anything?
I'm just going back to Avraham and the Naharim, and Bilam and his Naharim.
Yeah.
So we're saying that Avraham is sichli and it's mashfi on the other chalakim of the nefesh.
Right.
Are we saying, therefore, that Eliezer and Yishmael, there's some hakbala between the other chalakim of the nefesh, specifically one to Eliezer and one to Yishmael, and he was mashfi on the cave on those two?
Right, and they are like that. I mean, Eliezer is a knani, yeah, physical chomis, physical sort. Yishmael is yarabakol, yarkoboi. Yishmael is the clip of Yishmael has more to do with the nefesh. They're hot-headed. They're all over the place. They're you know, it's that's their kochos and nefesh, correct?
and we're saying that they're the yachas which they had to Avram. He was mashpia of all on those individuals.
Correct. As Paul's man Avram is mashpia. There's the seder. It's good. Yeah. Okay. The seder gomor.
Good
night. Paul's done.